Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Boys Golf, Chris Noss, as the Warhawks are headed to state golf as they advanced out of district action earlier on this week. And, Coach, how do you feel about that state bid as your team headed back to state?
It feels great. Boys are excited to keep the season going. That's been our number one goal all season long, is to make it back down to state and compete on a high level. So I'm very, very excited for them.
What stood out to you about the team's play at your district meet on Monday?
Well, I mean, first off, the weather was horrible. It was cold. It was windy. But everybody had to play through it. I told the boys at the start of the round that whoever outlasts the weather is going to win, and we just happened to by two strokes over Starmont. So they played good, a couple bad holes for every golfer, but overall they did a good job.
And experience on that course, was that a course that your team knew well and were kind of able to add that experience to battle the weather?
Yes, we know it pretty well. We've played it once already this year for just a regular season meet. That's where we qualified to go to state 2 years ago. So yes, they're familiar with it, and it's close by. So the kids were able to go up and do a practice round as they wanted to. So that helped.
And a couple of really good rounds for Levi Stott and Nolan Schreckengast, both finishing inside the top five.
Yeah, they both stepped up big. Levi shot a 77, had a terrific round. Nolan had a 81, he tied for fourth, but got the card back. So yeah, we had two golfers in the top four in our district, which is, it helps a lot. So they did a great job.
Some other team leaders that helped has helped your team throughout this year and really helped push you across into that state bid on Monday.
All six of our golfers were able to take either of their scores at any given time, which is nice. Aiden Renby, I mean, he's a freshman for us. He came off the course, shot a 90, which in those conditions is actually pretty good. And he was able to seal the deal for us. Overall, all six players have been great leaders this year. They've been working their butts off.
And what you've noticed about your golfers, how do they manage their rounds? Are they really good in their long game, or is it the short game that's getting it done, or just finishing on the green?
Every single golfer has a hole or two that kind of sticks with them throughout the course of a round, but usually it's our short game that gets us over the top. That's what we preach. That's what we're practicing right now as we speak, actually. A lot of it's the short game. If you can get up and down from 100 yards out, you're going to score good on any course.
And what preparation looks like as you get ready for state coming up next week?
A lot of practice time here in Sheffield at Ridgestone, next couple days anyway. And then this weekend on Monday, we're leaving for state to go do a practice round down there Monday afternoon. So the boys are not familiar with that course yet. I've been kind of talking them through it a little bit, but for the most part, we'll get a good feel for it on Monday. And then, get ready for state on Tuesday, Wednesday.
You had mentioned short game is an area of the game that you preach for your team. Is there certain things that you're looking to clean up here with these practice rounds on your home course this week?
Three putts, absolutely no three putts. If we can get by with no three putts down at state, that's going to help our score tremendously. That's the big thing right now.
And you had mentioned first time for your golfers going down to the state course. Based on what you know about the course, is there some strategy that you're thinking about and will look to work through when you have those practice rounds next week?
really just like any other course, you keep it straight. You don't have to be super long down there. You keep it straight and play good around the greens, you're going to score fairly good. So that's what we're going to be focused on. And Monday will be more of a relaxation day just to get a feel for the course for the boys and let them have some fun Tuesday, Wednesday.
Your thoughts on some of the competition you'll see at state as you head down there next week?
Well, it's state, so you're going to have the best of the best in 1A down there. It's going to be tough competition. I know there's kids that are averaging under par, but like I said, I'm happy that all six of my boys have contributed all year. So that gives them a little bit of a jump in it, and they're excited to get down there and prove something.
Final thoughts, Coach, and the cool opportunity you've had to be able to impact student-athletes with the golf team.
Yeah, I love teaching the game of golf, and the boys have really bought into the program the last couple of years, which it shows having two state bids in the last 3 years. So I'm just proud of the boys. They worked their butts off this year, and they deserve it.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Warhawks as you head down to Class 1A State Golf next week. And thanks for the time telling us more about your bid here this week to head down there.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Boys Golf, Chris Noss, for joining us here on Radio On The Go.